DW.
The roar of cars was all you used to be able to hear at this intersection in Barcelona's Sant Antoni district. But that's changed. Today, the chatter of Montse and her friends rings out clearly. They've come here to sit on benches and catch up, something they can't do in their favourite cafe due to coronavirus restrictions.
Everything's closed at the moment. We're all neighbours. We all live around here. We've been sitting here for an hour already.
Montse says she thinks the idea of so-called super islands is a great one. A super island is comprised of several adjacent buildings that together form a traffic-free block. Only residents and delivery vehicles are allowed to enter these zones, and only at certain times of day. The Sant Antoni Island, where Montse and her friends meet, was set up about 2 years ago. Boxes of flowers take up the space where cars used to park. There are also benches and tables with chessboards. The asphalt is painted with yellow, marking out areas where children can play. Javi Matilla has been commissioned to create more such islands. He's the head architect with the Barcelona City Council. He says a main motivation is creating better spaces for older residents like Montse.
We must not forget that Barcelona has many elderly citizens. In the next few years, there will be even more. And so in order to accommodate them, public space has to be adapted, be made more pleasant.
Pleasant. For Matilla, that means no traffic. More than 4 million people live in the Barcelona metropolitan region, a small area compared to other cities. A large part of that space until now has been dominated by motor vehicle traffic. Parks and other green areas are few and far between. As a result, air pollution levels are relatively high. The city council wants to change that. It's restricted traffic on dozens of streets, widened sidewalks, and created bicycle paths. At the same time, it's focusing on improving public transport along with bolstering car and bike sharing services. Rosa Alarcón, head of the Municipal Transport Department, says she wants one thing above all: space for people.
In Barcelona, we have a population density that's comparable to the centres of New York or Calcutta. Public space is incredibly valuable here. This is where everything has to happen.
Life does seem to have returned to the streets of Sant Antoni. According to the city council, the number of pedestrians here increased by almost a third within a year. Pollution levels have also decreased by about a third, and noise pollution has dropped dramatically. But it's not a perfect situation. An investigation by the German news magazine Der Spiegel, meanwhile, found that traffic has actually increased on other nearby streets. Regardless, pollution there is still within legal limits. And Barcelona's super islands are not without critics. Some residents have complained that the garish patterns painted on the asphalt are an affront to the city's beauty. Yet, on the whole, the islands have more fans than opponents. That probably also has to do with the fact that locals have recently been given the opportunity to have more of a say in how the zones are designed. Resident Josep says he's happy about the crackdown on cars.
El coche es un problema.
Cars are a problem for everyone in terms of coexistence, parking, pollution, noise, everything. In the beginning, many people found it hard to understand the initiative, but now many see how it has more advantages than disadvantages. I see it as a positive development and completely support it.
Josep says the super island has brought the neighbourhood together. This also means that when residents, young and old, come out on the streets, it's not always a picture of perfect harmony.
Sometimes the kids ride on the benches here with their bikes and skateboards.
We don't like that. The bicycles.
So the neighbourhood has come back to life. That doesn't always mean it's peaceful.
DW.